KNUS Denver.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here. I'm the man.
The voice of the people. This is Peter Boyles on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Rock and roll is here to stay. 710 KNUS, and good morning, wrestling fans. Friday, October the 25th, 2013, 710 KNUS AM and 710KNUS.com. And that was fun in the digital hour this morning, talking about monster movies. Well, maybe the reality is even more frightening than the truth. More frightening than those films. We're going to move into some interesting areas this morning. We have this half hour of open lines. Our phone number is 303-696-1971. 710 KNUS Weather Center weather, 65 the high today, 60 on Saturday and 68 on Sunday. And there's a lot of talk, and we can go to our website this morning, 710KNUS.com, and look at the hats. This is a big thing with the Marine Corps and the Obama administration sort of making, not sort of, but indeed introducing the unisex Marine Corps, they say cover in the Marine Corps, but you know, unisex Marine Corps hat. And I've been reading a couple of critiques since last night. I said, we don't have money for ammunition. We're spending money on hats. And it's all with purpose. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's a purpose to this. And so you may want to look at those pictures, 710KNUS.com, the new proposed Marine Corps hats. And we were all looking at those pictures this morning, and I think they're models. I don't think they're actual Marines. I think they're models, and you can look at that as well, 710KNUS.com. And this is the day, the Ramsey case. Now, as I got my Morning Denver Post, or your Morning Denver Post, I can't believe, I mean, the Post, as you know, is in disarray. And so they assign a reporter by the name of John Ingold to do, it's the top of the page, it's page 4A, with a picture of a very gray Alex Hunter, Ramsey case bubbling. Who do they go to for quotes on this? Michael Tracy. Not once but twice is Michael Tracy quoted in John Ingold's piece. Now, this shows you either Ingold knows nothing about the story and is simply given an assignment, or what? Michael Tracy is the most cavalier, grifting, lying, con man, cheat, scammer, BS artist that's ever really, I mean, when people talk about Ward Churchill at CU, Ward Churchill really could not carry Michael Tracy's jockstrap out on the field to play. Michael Tracy is that bad. He's the guy that groomed John Mark Carr. He just did everything involved in this. And he is called. And they go to him not for one, but for two quotes. With all the people out here like McKinley and Campless and Silverman, people that I have respected through this investigation, Michael Tracy is absolutely the worst. And he gets not one but two quotes by John Ingold. I speak to my friend Dean Singleton. My God, you guys, what hath God wrought? And so they call him. This is the only thing they say. They quote first Michael Tracy. And the thing about the Ramsey case, comma, is every now and then it's like a volcano explodes, says University of Colorado professor Michael Tracy, who for years has studied the Ramsey case and often become entangled in it. What's this guy, Brer Rabbit? He gets entangled in the briar patch? And how he's stumped by Friday's disclosure? I have no idea what it means, he says, Michael Tracy. Of course it means, Michael, you're a con man. What's going to show here is that what a grift you pull. You invented these people. You did the most despicable things in the world. And he was, of course, Channel 9 liked Michael Tracy. Michael Tracy fed Paula Woodward all the John Mark Carr crap. If he didn't do it, one of his butt boys did, or Mary Keenan Lacey Tracy did it herself. They go on to, in fact, go back to Tracy again. How now Michael Tracy thinks it's a courageous decision to release this stuff. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. I can tell you right now, Michael Tracy never wanted any of this stuff out. Then they go to a CU law professor to ask her. Now, these people, with the exception of, and they don't try and hunt down Mary Lacey. They don't hunt down Hal Haddon. They don't hunt down, and Dan Kaplis is available. Craig Silverman's available. Carol McKinley's available. There's some good reporters on this. They didn't even ask Charlie Brennan. They didn't ask Larry Schiller. They didn't ask Michael Tracy. John Ingold, I don't know, bro. You either don't know this story or you're playing out the role that you have played out so many times in the past. Next, besides Craig and Dan are on at 8 o'clock. Julie Hayden and Chuck Bonnewell, the El Turkey case. Did you see any of that? Now, El Turkey, and I spoke with Julie Hayden yesterday, apparently form letters were sent around. Henry Solano apparently signs a form letter asking for the release of Hamanun El Turkey, and it was a form letter written by the Haddon Law Firm. Wait till you hear some of this stuff this morning. And Horrible Hal's involved in all of these things. This is the Democratic Party involved in this. These are all Democrats. I mean, this is an amazing story. And we talk about how the Front Range operates. And people think, oh, no, it's clean around here. No, it's not. It hasn't been clean around here for a long time. But we just have, I think, a really lapdog media. But to see this thing yesterday, and John Ingold, who, John, please, you go to Michael Tracy for quotes on this story? I mean, that's like, I don't know, why don't you... It's stunning. It's so stunningly bad. And then they wonder why the paper is so thin. Because there is enough information flowing from alternative sources on these stories that, you know, the average guy can now, who doesn't have the time to spend all day reading this stuff or trying to figure this out, but to show you how bad this is. This is pee poor. It really is. To go to Michael Tracy for quotes on the Ramsey case, as though it's a straight thing, and only defining him as simply having often become entangled. Entangled. Hell, he invented John Mark Carr. Hell, he did so many rotten things for people in this thing. I mean, I don't even know how the guy keeps a job up there. Long story short, now we're going to talk about this Saudi, who, did you see his house on television last night? They showed his house. It's a McMansion. Remember, he's a poor man, according to Hal Haddon. According to Al Turkey's attorney, Hal Haddon, now they go to Hal here in the Denver Post, none of the allegations against his client are founded. Hal! Oh, well, I guess you got to say those things. And coming up, Tom Mauser, who lost his son Danny at Columbine, was killed, murdered that day, who was opposing the recall. And I like Tom immensely, and I hope, you know, that we can talk to one another straight up. Tom Mauser is with us, Chuck and Julie. The recall HUDAC people are on, and indeed they have been bullied. And also, as you know, we're doing Win a Date with the boys, with Jay and with Roberto. They'll be with us this morning. So, and Craig and Dan this morning, what to expect out of this release today. So, that's our lineup. Our phone number is 303-696-1971. So, up on the website this morning, the links are to all the Ramsey stuff, the Marine Corps. Somebody wrote down the girly hats. Jay and Roberto, pictures of Jay and Roberto, the mysterious fainting in the Rose Garden when that woman does the OD right behind the president. You watch that video. Watch it critically. People are saying that's a fake. All of our book shows and podcasts are up. And so the Ramsey video is up, the Orwellian police videos, the mind reader, the tour of terror, all those things are up. So I turn it over to you. 303-696-1971 is our phone number. Lines are open. What do you think the reasoning is behind the Obama administration wanting the Marine Corps hats to be the same? Do you think there's a reason behind that? 303-696-1971. Of course, anything on the Ramses, anything on El Turkey, anything on anything. It's Friday, so we're going to catch up. And I think I'm going to get we'll get everybody up from the melting pot in a little bit. But I think I'll get Mark in here. I think we're close to sold out and how many vets are going to be taken to dinner and all the help that's going to go everybody's way. And it makes me happy. It makes everybody good. So your call, 303-696-1971. Go to the website, 710knus.com. Look at the hats, the Marine Corps hats. They're called covers. We got any former Marines out there or anybody just wants to tell us why you think it's happening. Thunderbird Motorcycles, tomorrow is the memorial service for Bob Cote at Coors Field. At 1 o'clock, and that part of us open to the actually at 2, I believe. We have a private service at 1, and then a memorial at 2, and then I think on Sunday I'm going to ride. Just get out; it's good for your soul. Thunderbird Motorcycles are our guys. We got the rubber; they got the goods to burn it. Marty and everybody, Curtis, the Jerrys. So whether you just bought it, just wrecked it, or want to give it more scoot, full rebuild, just need to brush off the dust and get it kicking again, motorcycles are the place. They also will store your bike for the winter and new tires. You get over in the spring, get it all, you know, new, get Earl, what do they call it, get some new Earl on your motorcycle. I need Earl change, E-A-R-L, Earl. Thunderbird Motorcycle Service is about everything with two wheels. A full line of everything you can screw, bolt, or glue on your bike. And then right next door is the Roadhouse. We make, say, warm beer, warm beer, rotten food, loudmouth bartenders, watered-down drinks. Well, we're making this list of stuff. You know, mouthy waitresses. I said, hey, it's a biker bar, the Thunderbird. Right across the street from Rich Wyatt's Gunsmoke on West 44th Avenue, they're T-Bird. All right, let's go to work. We go, it is 10 after the hour. This is Joe. Joe, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Doctor, I'm fine.
Good. Got a feeble attempt at 6 a.m. humor. The poor lady in the Rose Garden fainted when she got her text as to how much her Obamacare insurance rates were going to go up.
Yeah, she OD'd. Boy, you know, did you see that it's a fake? That people think she faked it?
I don't know. Somebody said she was pregnant and she might have been standing there for 3 hours like they make them do before those events. But, you know, well, just as an aside, one thing nobody's ever talking about is this firm that created the website apparently is a Canadian firm.
The gun registration.
Well, right. No, I knew that. But why? Are there not enough American firms in the United States? $600 million?
But I think it's more of a political payoff this way.
Yeah.
The firm that did this was in charge, and they screwed the pooch in Canada, in charge of registering firearms, which it shows you more about Obama and the progressive agenda. They go to a firm that is involved in gun registration, and they use them in the United States of America. Your point is well taken.
They are thoroughly corrupt.
And they're the worst.
Through and through.
I mean,
yeah.
it's hard to go around and find somebody worse, but you can. It's tough. It's tough.
All right. Hey, listen, I got to run. Heading into work, so you be well.
Thanks, brother. All right, we go here. We go to Billy. Billy, you're on a radio show. There's a line open Friday. Good morning.
Hey, Peter, you know, I think what has happened, you know, you heard that old story in the past, you know, 1,000 sailors and Marines went to sea and 500 couples came back. They confirmed that.
I don't get this hat thing. The pictures are bizarre.
It's a way to, Peter, one of the things I say over and over regarding the VA, almost all of the counselors are liberal feminists. Almost 100% of them are.
I didn't know
almost
that.
All the veterans have conservative leanings. There's no connections being made. So this is another way to try to stick it to the service.
Well, just take to this. I mean, have you ever seen like the German, you know, when you go to Germany, almost everybody, civilians and other, everybody's got one of those big hats on. Remember, you ever see the pictures of the Soviet Army in the end of the Second World War, like pictures of Georgi Zhukov? They wore these giant, big flying saucer hats. Well, if you look at this one kid on the end in this picture, and I don't think they're Marines, but what do I know? They're probably models. But he's got this. It looks like almost like a like he works on a German railroad, like the Bundestag or something. And then the other ones, I don't know what they look like. And it's just like my first question when I saw this story yesterday is, There's a method to the madness. Why?
It's the wussification of America, Peter.
Do you think
it extends? Young men are not even coming close to competing against young women in the same age group.
I don't know.
Most of the young men are just wussies.
Well, I don't know if I buy into that. I mean, I've seen.
Oh, Peter, come on! You know, look at the graduating from college alone. The girls are outperforming the guys dramatically.
But they may have already been able to do that, but because of some other reasons, they were never allowed.
But you know, Peter, I look at it is that most of the people that are in the government is filled up with the liberals, and this is just a way to pay back the Marines, is what I think. Is some liberal guy in an office says, you know, we'll stick it to them, and you know, maybe next year they'll see if they can put dresses on them. You know.
Wow. All right, bro, we're underway. We go to Chuck. There's two lines open: 303-696-1971. Chuck, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Brother, I'm well.
I just wanted to say that I don't think Obamacare was ever meant to work. If you look at Obama's M.O., how, like, when something's brought up, he just moves on to the next thing. Like,
totally.
For instance, like, he's already moved on to immigration.
Immigration, absolutely.
I think I think the whole thing was meant to collect the taxes, to stick it to the insurance companies. They'll collapse. Well, people will have no alternative but to get on to some kind of government program.
Well, getting, you know, the bigger, more expanded the government is, the more people the government takes care of, the more people will be taken care of. It's, and I have long believed that we manufacture these, as the country, back it all the way out, as the empire declines, and the industrial base is gone, and the real true manufacturing base of the nation is left. More and more people have to turn to the government to be taken care of. And we, as the progressive rushes to take care of them, more and more people simply sit down.
See, I think another thing that's telling about the reason it's a scam is because, like, in his first year, we're in the middle of that bad recession. So instead of trying to deal with the economy, which he doesn't really want to, but I mean, logical thinking would be, instead of dealing with the economy, what does he do? Yeah. He goes after this
sure.
healthcare scheme.
Sure, of course.
And that's all it is. Like I said, the deal with the website and everything else, if it was really that important, you'd see him, keep with it like the way other presidents have. But he knows that the press will move on to immigration, these other things, and everybody will forget about it.
Well, like I said, when's the last time you heard anything about Benghazi or sequester? Or they simply will, the mainstream press, and now the Ramses are back in the news, but just how it was dealt with this morning in the Denver Post and how Nine deals with it. And like I said, you know, you just watch these guys, and if you know a story, and it sounds like you know this story, you can see through it. The practical thing is most people, you know, are so busy working to try and pay their bills and take care of their kids that there's a total distraction. I don't know, bro. I mean, and then I listened to some people the other day, you know, complaining about how professional football and all this kind of stuff. Sometimes you just need a break. You know, you get so, and now, of course, professional football, it's all about not the team that's going to play, but the name of the team.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing.
Yeah.
If you change that name to the Whiteskins, they'd be saying that was racist.
Oh, I don't know. You can't do if and what. You have to do with what is. And, I don't know. The story.
The problem is everybody accepts the premise. Nobody's bothered with it except for just a certain band of liberals that want to just shape the culture.
Well, but that's more about controlling the language. And this goes back to the Marine Corps hats. There's a grand plan here. I mean, I I'm not that goofy, but I see it too often. You know, we were talking yesterday about University of Colorado's dictum on Halloween costumes, that they can now be racist and they can be, you have to be sensitive about it. No, I'm serious. It's a heart attack.
I saw that.
And we had people call the radio show, and I would determine whether or not they're – and everybody had a racist costume except the one man who wanted to dress as a woman, and I said he was fine. All right, brother. Thanks. All right, I'm serious, man. That's real stuff. All right, MedVed time, and you can probably tell all the wet weather that came to an end, and now it's snowing again, and I love it, personally love it, because, I mean, ski season is rapidly approaching. There are people predicting snowy winters for the Rockies and the Front Range. I like it. It's good stuff. They're the best way to handle icy streets and snow-packed mountain passes in the new Ford from MedVed. These things are great looking. The MedVed, you go MedVed.com and click on the big MedVed special button. See all the deals on snow-fighting Ford cars and trucks and crossovers. Dum-dum. I don't have a big enough. I'd love to have one of the big F-10s, man. Like big tires. Dun-dun-dun. I would be proud of my carbon footprint. Yes, look at my carbon. I'd have those lights on a roll bar, you know. I'd have blaster sounds in there.
If I could have a Ford, dude, I'd have the most obnoxious Ford on the face of the earth. Loud.
They make a Harley Davidson truck. Have you seen the?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's a good looking truck.
I mean, I'd have big tires, chrome wheels.
There's nothing better than a Ford pickup, man.
I'd have the roll bar in the back, the cage. Big lights up there.
Just when it drives by, the guy in his Prius is all angry.
Yeah, dump pipes down on the street, you know. Put flame down there at night. Hey, shifters and, man, I'd be the man, huh?
Pull into your driveway, the neighbor just...
Oh, wheels light up as lights in the wheel wells.
Ticked off.
Oh, yeah. pull up next to people. Turbo on it. See the man, the best way to handle icy streets and snowpack. I love the guys. You see these kids. They can't wait for 6 feet of snow. They got those tires that are bigger than me. Go get Betty Lou, man. Pull up. We're going for a beer, honey. Come on. Hey, man, I got them big shifter knobs and stuff. I'm the man. Ford Focus and Fiesta's the little guys. And Medved has all-wheel drive Escapes and Explorers. I'd have it flamed up. Stacks. What's better than stacks? Chrome stacks? Dude.
Just mean.
Mean. Huh? And look down on people. Gun rack. I am proud of my carbon footprint. I'm not sending no money to no creeps in New Jersey to drive this truck. Medved Ford, acres and acres of Ford F-Series trucks, F-10s, all new Medved big box prices. See the man. I love John Medved. Medved Ford, minutes south of Lincoln on the I-25 corridor. Depart the 181 ramp in Castle Rock. Go no further. Shop online, medved.com.
Quiet start to your Friday morning drive. We are starting to see folks hitting the road, so you're going to find a little bit of company on the north end of town, southbound I-25 across Thornton and North Glen, but that is about it. This report brought to you by Money Tree. Sometimes we need money, and we need it fast, and timing is everything. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at MoneyTreeInc.com. Money Tree, money and time. You might find a little congestion getting into or out of downtown on I-25. I-70 out to the airport still looks good all the way out to Pena Boulevard, 225 across Aurora. No worries. I'm Darren Gabbert with your 710 KNUS First Alert Traffic.
DeKalb roots run deep, and when it's dry, they dig the deepest. Introducing DeKalb Genuity Drought Guard Hybrids, the industry-leading system approach to create hydro efficiency during drought stress. Combining drought-tolerant genetics with the industry's first drought-tolerant biotech trait and strong agronomic recommendations. Welcome to tomorrow, today, where DeKalb innovation minimizes your drought stress. Welcome to the future of farming. Already growing. With DeKalb. Strong past, powerful future. Work with your expert DeKalb dealer or visit DeKalb.com/drought. Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
This is Steve Kelly. With kids back in school, football season upon us, you know the cold Colorado weather is just around the corner. Don't wait until the temps drop below 30 degrees, only to find out your furnace needs maintenance or even replacement. Call the good folks at Steel T. Have them check it out before you find a problem. Right now, if they come out to your home, Steel T will waive the trip charge. That's a $69 value. You've heard me say the T in Steel T stands for trust. I've heard from so many of you about the fantastic experiences you've had with this great family owned local company. Many have thought that they needed a whole new furnace only to find out that a simple cleaning or repair fixed the problem. You simply aren't going to find this kind of honest and professional service from any other HVAC company in Colorado. I'm proud to call the owners Steve and Chris Reister my friends, and you'll be proud to refer these guys to all of your friends and neighbors too. Steel T, the real deal. Call them 303-761-WARM. That's 761-9276 or go to steelt.com. That's steelt.com.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Kishinka. The FDA is recommending imposing far more severe restrictions on the prescribing of the most commonly used narcotic pain-killing drugs in an effort to combat their widespread abuse. The move will fundamentally change the use of medicines taken by millions of people to alleviate acute pain, such as broken bones or following dental surgery. It covers pills containing hydrocodone, such as Vicodin. J.P. Morgan's failure to provide regulators with adequate warnings about convicted fraud figure Bernard Madoff could trigger a review of its banking charter. A top banking regulator and U.S. prosecutors are both conducting examinations of the bank's relationship with Madoff. Lower-cost UGG boots are helping maker Deckers Outdoor. The California-based company reported quarterly profit well ahead of expectations as the use of a lower-cost sheepskin substitute in its popular boots boosted gross margins. Shares jumped 14% after hours. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
In this new global economy, each investor has to find their own path between reward and regret. But there is one investment so safe, no investor has ever lost a dime of principal or interest. municipal bonds insured by Assured Guaranty. Backed by a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources. Ask your financial advisor about municipal bonds insured by Assured Guaranty. For investors who embrace possibilities, but invest in certainties.
Before you hire someone to paint your house, you shop around to see who does good work and compare costs. But it doesn't usually work that way with healthcare. With United Healthcare, they have an easy-to-use tool that helps you get information on quality-rated doctors, treatment options, and estimates for how much you'll pay, so you can make better care decisions. You don't want guesswork, especially when it comes to your health. Innovations that work for you. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now, back to Peter Boyles. News Talk 710, KNUS.
Sure is. 25 after the hour of 6, 625 on a Friday. This is the 25th of October. Next Wednesday night's our big get-together, and it looks like it's pretty close to sold out, if not sold out. Tom Mauser coming up, Julie Hayden and Chuck Bonnewell, Rico Hudak, Craig Silverman, Dan Kaplis, and a whole lot more. Back to a lot of quick calls, then we'll go to Tom Mauser. This is Catherine. Good morning. You're on a radio show.
Oh, good morning, Peter.
Hi.
With so many issues nowadays, it's hard to believe that hats would come up as an issue, but I'm really not surprised. And one thing I saw over the weekend was a documentary on men's fashions compared to women's fashions. And interestingly, they talked about lapels and how unbuttoning the collar helped men keep cooler, and lapels became a style, and the buttons on sleeves. So I was interested in, and then they got to uniforms, and they talked about the German army, which was prominent in their style, mm-hmm. and how the comment that caught my attention was, the more men look alike, the more they think alike. And it was specifically thought-provoking about men's fashions,
sure.
was the theme. But the more, so it gave me time to think about uniforms in our culture.
That's why they're called uniforms.
Exactly.
They're uniform.
And once a Marine, always a Marine. I come from a Marine family. And my goodness, the hats. We're in trouble.
You know, a lot of it was to, on the battlefield, to know who was on whose side. You know, so that's when a lot of it, and then they got so gaudy, and you've seen this was a wonderful book called July 1914, about the month before the First World War, and you see how these European generals dressed, and oh my God, I mean, they look like peacocks. And of course, all they did was make great targets for snipers. And, you know, sharpshooters, as they were called. Now, I mean, what you say is true. I mean, fashion reflects and society reflects fashion. Always has, as it will be. I mean, you know, men wore wigs, right? We talk about the feminization of America, but, you know, many of the framers wore wigs. What do you do with that? I mean, that's what it was at the time. I don't know. I'm going to jump one more here, and then we'll take Tom Mauser. Howard, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Pete, good morning.
Morning, sir.
You paint a great picture. I can see you sitting there in that truck rumbling at the stoplight. Oh. Well, the guy in the Prius next to you is calling you on the phone to see if he can dress like a girl for Halloween. You know what's funny, though?
Yeah.
You can put a Marine in any hat, and he still puts the fear of God in the enemy.
Absolutely.
Thank God for the Marines.
Well, you know, and have you seen these pictures of the, they're called unisex hats? I mean, I just
You know, I'm not even going to look at it. Right. It makes me sick, Pete.
It's 710KNUS.com, and I don't think that these models are Marines. I could be wrong, but I do with that as you may. But I think there's purpose to having the hats all alike. I think it serves purpose.
I do too.
All right,
I do too.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
All right, we're standing by for Tom Mauser, and our guy, and I love him dearly, is Andrew Goss, and he'll be with us next week. And it's always interesting when you listen to Andrew speak about what takes place in the world of money. And as he has said many times, actually, his book is World of Money. His newsletters are World of Money. He does audio CDs. He gives it all to you. These are gimmies. 1-800, and like I said, just take it and read it. He makes total sense to me. 1-800-468-2646. 1-800-468-2646. And you make a toll-free phone number. It's an 800. It's a gimme number. 468-2646. And they will send you, he will send you all his information. And if you just look at it, the printing on limited supplies of money, the deficit is so enormous, it has to tap out. And what do you think will happen next? And so he's our guy, protecting your wealth, the free newsletter info, and it's all there. Just ask him. He sends you a wealth of information. 800-468-2646. Throw it away, 800-468-2646. Please say good morning and welcome to 710 KNUS. We've known one another for a long, long time, have our roots in Western Pennsylvania. He had a horrible loss in his life. This, ladies and gentlemen, is Tom Mauser. Tom, it's good to have you on the radio show. Good morning.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
Okay.
You requested to come on the show, and, of course, anything you would request, we'd be more than willing to do. Tell the audience why you want to be on the show.
Well, you know, Peter, I heard the interview that you had with the leader of the Recall HUDAC campaign, and I was really bothered by the comment that he made, and you didn't seem to challenge it at all. They're referring to the people who were out there opposing the recall as goons and brown shirts.
Actually, be careful. I said goons. Caller said brown shirts. Mike McAlpin did not say that.
Okay.
Let me pause you and back you up. You made the charge against the guy. With respect for you, he didn't say it. Now, will you retract?
I was at one of the sites. I was a volunteer.
That's not my question, Tom. You accused McAlpin of saying it. I said goons. A caller said brown shirts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Would you retract that from Mike? That's all I'm asking. Tom?
Would I retract it?
Yeah, would you retract it that he didn't say that?
He did say brown shirts.
No, he didn't.
What did he say?
Oh, I don't. A caller said brown shirts. I remember it. You want to get Mike? Call Mike.
Okay. Oh, it was a caller that said that.
Yeah, the caller said it.
Okay.
He didn't say it.
Okay. But goons. Okay,
I said goons.
Okay. I was one of those people out there, and I don't consider myself a goon, and I don't consider the people who were around me to be goons.
Were you blocking people from getting out of their cars?
No.
Well, then, but we got pictures of people doing that. Who?
I saw one picture on your website. I can't tell anything from it. They were blocking
Tom, I'll get you witnesses. Now, would you call them goons for blocking people who want to come and sign the petition?
I would say what they did was not what we were trained to do.
I don't give a rat's rear end what they were trained to do. I'm asking you a legitimate question. Are they goons?
No, they're not goons.
Oh, I see. So a guy says they're goons, and that's
okay, Mike. Peter.
Beauty.
I will tell you who are goons, and goons are the people who have been treating me like crap for the last 14 years.
That's not these guys.
These guys. These guys specifically. I can't tell you who these guys are.
Who are
but
the goons?
I can tell you. Come on, Peter. We've seen the behavior of some of these folks.
For instance.
Not the state capitol. I've seen their behavior over the past 14 years. The hate mail.
Tom,
the things that they have done to harass me.
Tom,
I when
understand.
They say that they want us to be polite, when they say there's voter intimidation, I mean, they know all about intimidation because they practice it all the time.
Tommy, with all respect to you and everything that you've been through, what I saw, the arrogance, when I went down and witnessed when the Progressive Party, I take it your party, was running through all the things that now have gotten them recalled, they never paid a dime's worth of attention to anybody in the audience, anybody who wanted to talk to them. You know they ramrodded. You know they steamrolled people. And that was HUDAC. That was Morse. Haran. That was the governor.
If people expect that you're going to provide unlimited time for testimony, I was down there for the testimony, Peter. Were you?
I was there for 2 days.
Okay. Did you hear a lot of different arguments, or did you hear the same thing from the people who are testifying?
So what?
It's always been tradition down there. They ask people, both parties, if you've got something new to say, say it. If you're just going to repeat something, you know, don't testify.
Well,
but what we heard were the same arguments over and over.
But they think that
because they can speak, they want to be able to speak, you know,
hell of a thing
on and on and on, and that's supposed to stop the process.
A hell of a thing to
want
to
stop the process.
What is the process? They'll take away people's guns?
No. None of these laws are about taking away people's guns.
Come on, these are...
Come on, Peter. I mean, we've got 84% of Coloradans supporting background checks. 70% of Coloradans voted for Amendment 22 in 2000. You know that. They supported background checks.
Tommy,
limits on magazines.
Tom, wait a second. Limits on magazines is stuff that the progressives came up with. You know that, and I know that. And limits on magazines wouldn't have stopped anything that happened at Columbine, and you know that, and I know that. The purchase of those guns that horrible day was done, and you should look at those kinds of issues. And I agree with you. You and I know that. We have had lunch together. We've talked about it. But what I see the HUDACs of the world aiming at is, or maybe a better question is to ask you, how would you like gun laws to look in the United States of America or the state of Colorado? I'll turn it over to you. Tell the audience what you would like it to look like.
I do support limits on magazines, Peter.
And?
Not because of Columbine, but because of a lot of other situations.
For instance?
So, for example, in Tucson, it was when he was changing magazines that he was stopped. It was when he was changing. So
Tom,
the question
this guy,
is,
Tom,
do you want a lunatic? You know, let me finish, Peter. Do you want a lunatic to have a 30 or 100 round magazine, or do you want him to have a 15? I want to save lives.
Right,
so,
okay,
yeah, I want him
back
to only have a 15.
Let me come
because
back,
I don't want them to get that many rounds off,
Tom,
into a crowd.
The killer, the shooter and killer in Arizona was throwing up so many flags that no one ever stopped. No academic stopped him. No one ever stopped him. He got crazier and crazier and crazier. Now, having said that, you take all the people out here who have magazines, and you're condemning every one of them, Tom.
I'm not condemning them.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Tom, you just told Tom.
I'm asking them to participate in a process to try to stop these people from shooting down so many people.
Tom,
and they don't want to participate. They're selfish.
Tom, you mean someone that says, "Gee, I'd like a larger capacity magazine," somehow is a selfish person?
I'm saying they're selfish for not being willing to talk about how do we reduce the amount of violence in these kinds of shootings.
But that's the Arizona situation. That's the Columbine situation. What happened in Arizona, this guy is so crazy when he's coming to school, kids are leaving the room. People are afraid of him. They know who he is and who did anything. How about some probes into individuals as opposed to taking universally everyone that has a gun and condemning them?
I'm not condemning them.
Sure you are.
No, I'm not.
You know,
I hear this condemning. These poor gun owners. Come on now,
Tom,
Peter.
Tell me what
this
you,
isn't condemning
then take,
them. It's
take,
saying, can we have some reasonable laws in this country so that we can reduce the gun violence? That's all it's about.
Tom, would you talk about Chicago right now? How many brutal murders are taking place in Chicago? You have never opened your mouth about Chicago. Neither have anybody else, because you can't deal with the fact it's black people killing black people. Do you want to do magazine bans in Chicago?
I'm going to do magazine bans across the country. Not bans.
No, but they're not.
I'm going to do limitations.
Tom, speak about Chicago. Why is the murder rate so high in Chicago?
Because people are killing people with guns.
Oh, Tom, that's stupid. Back it up. Why are people killing people in Chicago at this horrible rate, and they're not doing it in Billings, Montana?
Why are they doing it in Chicago?
Because not doing it in Billings.
Because we tend to have more shootings, yes, in the inner city than we do in rural areas.
And so let's talk about that as opposed to guns.
We can't write laws specifically exempting rural areas.
Of course you do. You're doing it. You're doing it with the state of Colorado right now.
No, we're not.
Of course you're talking about Rifle Colorado.
No.
Tom, that's what your laws are done with HUDAC and the rest of the – they're not?
Peter, you started a line of thinking, and you didn't get back to it.
I
want to go back to Tucson, okay?
Tom, Tom, it's
you
one
said
guy.
The guy was dangerous.
Yes.
But the guy was not prohibited from buying a gun.
He got his father's gun. He didn't buy a gun. You know it, and I know it. He stole a gun from his parents. You can't say that stuff, Tom, because it's not true.
What's not true?
He stole his father's guns.
Okay.
So he didn't buy a gun, Tom. You said he bought a gun. He didn't buy a gun.
He had a gun. He shouldn't have had a gun.
Jeez, oh man, Tommy, how do you want to do this? Are they brown shirts? Are they gun grabbers? Who are they?
Who?
Your enemies.
My enemies?
Yeah, your enemies. Who are these people that you're talking about? You're talking about one guy in one large state that has plenty of guns, plenty of ammunition, and you're saying we're going to change all the laws.
We're losing 10,000 lives to gunshots every year.
In Chicago, how many people?
It's an outrageous number.
How many young kids are dead in Chicago?
I don't know how many there are, Peter.
You don't?
I'm talking about in America. You're talking Chicago.
I'm talking America.
Chicago. I'm talking the big picture. You're talking Chicago.
No, I'm talking – Chicago is the most violent place in America today. Gun violence.
Yeah, and I know you're going to say they have strict gun laws.
Well, of course they have.
You can go to
Why
the suburbs and buy a gun.
Why is that?
You know that. Unless you have a comprehensive set of gun laws, people are going to go someplace else to get a gun.
So you want federal gun laws?
I think we should have a federal gun law.
What does that look like? I ask you this twice now. What do you want? What do you want the law to look like?
I would like to see people have to go through a background check to buy a gun.
They do that. That's already done.
No, they don't. It's not universal right now.
What's universal? Tommy, if I take you to buy a gun, they're going to do a background check on you. I mean, that's just the truth.
If you and I
go to buy a gun this morning, they're going to background check you or me.
Yeah.
What do you mean? How do you think this happens?
I'm saying that you should have to pass a background check if you're going to purchase a gun.
Well, you do right now.
You do have to go through a background check.
Yeah, you do.
If you go to a gun show in Colorado.
Yes.
In most states, you don't have to do that.
Yes.
So if you go to any state surrounding Colorado, you can go to a gun show, you can be a lunatic, you can be a criminal, you can be a wife beater, and you can buy a gun with no background check, no questions asked.
And what would you do?
And I'm saying that's ridiculous.
But wait a minute.
And you seem to support that.
That's a really basic level thing, Peter.
This is a very basic thing, Peter.
Tommy, I don't live in Nebraska. Do you?
No, of course not.
Then you're talking
to Nebraska as a criminal and buy a gun at a gun show without a background check.
You know what? And if that's what you want, then go to Nebraska and stop them. But here in Colorado, the stuff that you guys want is ridiculous. You want to take it there? Take it there. That's fine. But your champions are being knocked down and recalled.
No. Are you okay with a criminal going to Nebraska and buying a gun at a gun show without a background check?
Tom, that's a stupid question. Of course I'm not.
No, it isn't.
Of course I'm not.
It's a basic question, Peter.
Tom, are you okay?
Are you in support of basic?
Is this ridiculous?
No, it isn't ridiculous.
Yes, it is. Tom, it's ridiculous.
No, it isn't.
It's an unanswerable question. Tom, do you still beat your wife? Do you still beat your wife, Tom?
I never did.
Oh, so you quit beating her.
But that's not the question.
It's the same question.
No, Tom, it isn't.
You understand, Peter.
The question is, and you're not willing to answer it.
Of course I'm willing to answer.
Are you okay with a criminal going to Nebraska
and buying a gun and bringing
it back to Colorado?
I think it's a great idea. I think a multiple child rapist who's been out of jail, who has stuck up a bank, and has sold meth, should be able to go to Hastings and buy a full auto and come back. You want to hang on? We'll come back after this with Tom Mauser. This got heated quick. Tom Mauser was with us. We have about 3 or 4 minutes in the segment. Tom, I'll just let you speak to the audience. It's probably the right thing to do. What is it that you want to see happen?
Well, first, Peter, let me say, you know, you mentioned that we had sat down and have lunch together, and you'd interview me before in the past. That's true. It's about a dozen years ago, and I'm just wondering what's happened since then, Peter. Because, I mean, you let me speak. You let me. We had reasonable conversations, and now it seems like you've gone someplace else.
Well, you said things that weren't true. That's what opened this thing up.
Well, I don't think majority of Americans, a great number of Americans, support background checks, and you don't support something
that's
basic as that.
Tom, I just told you I do. Now, you try to set me up with some stupid, ridiculous, blind question, and it really angered me because it insulted my intelligence as though I would support a criminal buying a gun. And for that alone, that took it to another level. I'm saying to you, and we can go back to wherever you'd like to begin with your conversation, but the comments that you claim were made, or you say the things that didn't happen up there, I guarantee you they happen. We have pictures of them happening.
I don't think they should happen, Peter.
Well, that's not – Tom, shoulda, coulda, woulda means nothing. They did.
They shouldn't happen.
I'm on your side, but your friends and colleagues blocked people from getting out of cars.
I heard one case of that happening.
No, there was more – please.
Why would we stop people from doing something
because
as
you
basic
know,
as that?
Because you know damn well your candidate, Evie Hudak, has a real good chance of joining Herone and Morris in the trash heap of history.
Because there is a number of people who want there to be a perpetual election cycle.
I'll tell you what.
I think that's the bottom line.
Tom,
let me finish, Peter.
Well,
let me finish.
Tom, it's the first time.
Why do you keep interrupting?
You're not going
to
do that.
You asked me to speak, and you don't want me to.
Because it's the first time in Colorado history there was ever a successful recall. Don't hand me that crap about people wanting constant re-election cycles. Tom, that was the first time. It was the win. Quit it. Don't say things that aren't true. You've done this since you came on the show.
And now that they were successful, they say, okay, we're one seat short of a majority, so now let's go after somebody
else. That's not what you said. It's not what you said. Here again, we're at this point with you.
Perpetual election cycle.
Tom, it only happened once.
But that's just the start, Peter.
Well,
it obviously was just the start, because now we're doing it again.
Then that should scare the hell out of you. Because your candidates are getting picked off.
It should scare the heck out of Coloradans.
No, why?
Because they don't want to have a perpetual election
cycle. What do you speak for all of Colorado now?
We're going to see all kind of money pouring in. They're going to go after somebody
else. Tommy, down in the Springs.
My name is Tom, not Tommy, Peter.
They had $500,000.
Your friends, the pro-gun people, often on their websites called me Tommy.
Tommy,
my name is Tom, and you know it.
Tom, your friend sent $3 million in here to defeat the recall election. Those people had less than $500,000, and it was their own money. So talk about this big money
thing. You're saying there was no Koch brothers money involved and no NRA money involved?
You know what? You know what you've turned into? You've turned into someone I can't speak to anymore because you keep coming up with things that aren't true. $3 million of Bloomberg's money, $3 million of progressive money, Democrat operatives, people came in from Chicago. You know it, and I know it. Now, don't try and con.
I didn't say it wasn't the case.
Tom, you just said more money.
You won't address whether the NRA and the Koch brothers put money in.
Tom, this is stupid. You know, we've hit a logger point.
You won't answer the question.
Of course the NRA was in, but they were in late, and many, many, many people involved in a recall were members of the NRA. Are you a citizen of New York? Are you a citizen of New York?
Did the Koch brothers, are the Koch brothers citizens of Colorado? No, of course not.
I just answered your question, answer mine. Are you a citizen of New York?
No.
Then why is Bloomberg's money here?
Because he cares about the issue, and I'm glad he does.
Oh, so the Koch brothers are rotten people, and Bloomberg can care.
No, but
yes.
but you're talking about out-of-state money. Well, the Koch brothers are out-of-state money, too.
The first money, $3
million. Do most Americans admire the Koch brothers?
I don't care about most Americans, and I don't think you should either. $3 million versus less than $500,000, and you say, what again? How much money came in on your side? How much money came in on your side?
You just said $3 million.
That's right. You don't even know that?
Why should I know that?
Tom, listen, come in the studio. I'll put you on hold. Bring Evie with you. You're on hold. We got to go to Chuck and Julie. We're coming back after this.